5. In Atlantic City. On a recent weekend in Atlantic City, a woman won a bucket full of quarters at a slot machine. She took a break from the slots for dinner with her husband in the hotel dining room. But first, she wanted to stash the quarters in her room. "I'll be right back and we'll go to eat," she told her husband, and she carried the coin-laden bucket to the elevator. As she was about to walk into the elevator, she noticed two men already aboard. Both were black. One of them was big. Very big. An intimidating figure. The woman froze. Her first thought was, "These two men are going to rob me." Her next thought was, "Don't be a bigot. They look like perfectly nice gentlemen." But racial stereotypes are powerful, and fear immobilized her. She stood and stared at the two men. She felt anxious, flustered, and ashamed. She hoped they didn't read her mind, but knew they surely did. Her hesitation about joining them on the elevator was all too obvious. Her face was flushed. She couldn't just stand there. So with a mighty effort of will, she picked up one foot and stepped forward and followed with the other foot and was on the elevator. Avoiding eye contact, she turned around stiffly and faced the elevator doors as they closed. A second passed, and then another second, and then another. Her fear increased. The elevator didn't move. Panic consumed her. "My God," she thought, "I'm trapped and about to be robbed." Her heart plummeted. Perspiration poured from every pore. Then one of the men said,
"Hit the floor."
Instinct told her, "Do what they tell you." The bucket of quarters flew upwards as she threw out her arms and collapsed on the elevator carpet. A shower of coins rained down on her. "Take my money and spare me," she prayed. More seconds passed. She heard one of the men say politely,
"Ma'am, if you'll just tell us what floor you're going to, we'll push the button."
The one who said it had a little trouble getting the words out. He was trying mightily to hold in a belly laugh. She lifted her head and looked up at the two men. They reached down to help her up. Confused, she struggled to her feet. The next morning, flowers were delivered to her room. A dozen roses. Attached to each rose was a crisp $10 bill. The card said, "Thanks for the best laugh we've had in years. Michael Jordan."